The letter asks Lime, Spin, and Bird, the three companies whose shared scooters are on the streets of San Francisco, to immediately stop their users from breaking the law. And that has been coming in a lot of forms in the past few weeks since their launch, says Supervisor Aaron Peskin, who's successfully leading the charge to create a permitting system for the scooters. That includes people riding fast on the sidewalk, riding without a helmet, and leaving the scooters blocking sidewalk access.
When I see hyperbolic fallacies being spouted by CEOs about how every scooter that is dumped on our sidewalk is somehow one less car, and how seniors and pedestrians and parents walking their kids to school somehow just need to get over themselves and get out of the way of this life-changing innovative machine, I frankly find it to be offensive and arrogant.
But the scooters did have plenty of supporters at the supervisors committee meeting, like San Franciscan Sam Mollica, who uses them to get to work.
I agree that we shouldn't have people riding these scooters on the sidewalks, just as we shouldn't have bicycles, tents, needles, or human waste on our sidewalks, all of which I encountered on my way here. I didn't encounter any scooters on my way here. I believe that with existing laws, we can enforce these issues.
The cease and desist gives the companies until the end of the month to bring their programs into compliance with the law. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.